Hi everyone, and welcome to Values Worldwide. I'm your host, Ava, and this is Millie. So how are you doing tonight, Millie?
I'm great, thanks, Ava. Hi everyone. Tonight we'll be discussing how non-fiction texts can help us learn about the lives and values of others. We'll be comparing two different biographies, The Happiest Refugee by Ahn Doe, which is the biography I read, and The Hate Race by Maxine Clark, which I believe you read, Ava.
Yep, I did. So these books raise many different controversial issues in Australia. For example, The Hate Race is a biography of a young girl who was born in Australia, whose parents immigrated to Australia from England. It has many accounts of racism she is faced with since preschool, due to the colour of her skin, by friends, teachers, and the general public. It talks about the many battles she has to face with her identity, having black heritage. It talks about her trying to fit in and raises the issues of racism when you're black. It explains how oblivious Australia is to the racial problems held to this day.
And The Happiest Refugee, what I read, is about a boy called Ahn, and he comes to Australia with his family on a boat from Vietnam. The journey is extremely dangerous, and they all almost face death numerous times. But when they finally arrive in Australia, Ahn's family is very poor, but they all work really hard in order to send Ahn and his siblings to good schools. Throughout the biography, Ahn is faced with many challenges, both racially and financially, but his humour and optimism lead him to do great things in his life.
So basically, The Hate Race talks about a couple cases of racism Maxine has to face. One of the first cases is when a young white girl in preschool comes up telling her she is brown and she is dirty. This girl's mother, overhearing, shows no remorse and is emotionless. Maxine, having to deal with discoloration of the skin, is taunted by girls and boys telling her she is turning white, the one thing she grew up wanting the most. Other times of racism are later in life, when Maxine is walking her children to school and she's abused by a man on the street, telling her to go back to her country. These attacks on her lead to having many different panic attacks, but she keeps on fighting through them, trying to protect her children. She believes all races are equal, regardless of the colour of your skin.
So even though Maxine has lived in Australia all her life, she is still facing brutal racism. That's ridiculous. Even a little girl commenting on her skin like that. To think that ethnic people make up so much of Australia's population, and yet we still treat them like outcasts. I'm honestly disgraced that an Australian would treat a fellow Aussie like that.
Me too.
And in The Happiest Refugee, Ahn clearly displays gratitude, especially when the Doe family come to Australia. They're initially welcomed and even given support through free clothing and other charitable acts. And then throughout the book, it is evident that Ahn is eternally grateful for this, and he praises Australia for such kindness and generosity. I personally think that Ahn would be devastated at the current refugee situation. After receiving such generosity and knowing how important asylum is for refugees, I think he would definitely be appalled to hear about boats being turned around and sent back to the country they came from, and help refuse to people who most need it.
I think anyone would. I think it's horrific the way Australia treats people in need of help when these people are going through so much. I really think that Ahn values the help he received, and I also think he must be distraught at the humanity these people are treated with.
So Maxine values racial equality whilst Ahn values generosity and the support he received. I think this is really demonstrates their different racial experiences, because Maxine seems to have been through a lot of racism, whereas Ahn was fortunately treated well. Over to you, Eva.
I think that's right, Millie. I'm really appalled knowing that some people are treated with respect and sympathy while they seek safety, while others live in a country where their whole lives must be mistreated.
I think all these fictional texts really symbolise the way Australia is portrayed and can help us understand the problems in today's society. I think that everyone in Australia should at least read one fictional text that can change the way we think about the racist problems of today. And I think personally, my experience with this book really opened me up to the different ways that refugees could be treated, and the way that if we do treat them in the right way and we help them and give them support, then it can really change their lives. And we saw that with Anne, who is now a famous Australian and who does great things and is a really well-known comedian.
Well, I think with my book that people shouldn't be treated so horrifically based on the colour of their skin, and that Maxine went through a lot of racism where people just immediately judged her due to the colour of her skin. But I think we need to be a bit more understanding and try to accept people who look different to us. So thank you for listening to Values Worldwide.
I hope you enjoyed tonight's podcast, and we'll see you next week. I'm Millie.
I'm Eva.
Good night.